Today's daf is daf Ayin Hey, which does not stand for Ami Haaretz. No question about that. It might stand for Alav HaShalom, the way most people know the daf. But we hope for better. So, yesterday we got right up to the Mishnah over here on daf Ayin Hey, which gives us the wonderful opportunity to start the day off with a rousing and here we finally get to the Mishnah that we've already read a dozen times. We've explored what we thought was all of the details of this particular sukkah. We'll find out we barely scratched the surface, of course. But if you have the classic case of two chatzerot, one inside of the other, where there's only passageway for the inner chatzer by going through the outer chatzer, then, as we know, first we'll read this Mishnah in the classic form, which is the way we've been understanding it the whole time. Then we'll find out what the alternatives are. But there, irvaha pnimit velo irvaha chitzona. So if the inner chatzer made an eruv for themselves, then hapnimit muteret, vachitzona obviously is asur, they don't even have their own eruv. But if the chitzona made an eruv, velo hapnimit, in that case, shtehen asurot, because the chitzonah doesn't help itself by making an eruv, because as long as the pnimit remains asura by not having made an eruv for themselves, they now, with their passageway through the chitzonah, are a regel ha-asura bimekoma, because they don't have their own eruv. Therefore, when they pass through another chatzer permanently, to which they have an easement, they asur that chatzer. So that is the rule. Regel ha-asura bimkoma, oseret shelo bimkoma. And that's exactly what happens over here. So it won't do a lot of good for the chitzonah to start making eruvin anyway. Irva zola atzma vezola atzma, if both of them made an eruv for themselves individually, then indeed zo muteret bifnei atzma, vezo muteret bifnei atzma, for despite the fact that the pnimit passes through the chitzona, because the regel ha-pnimit is muteret b'mekoma due to the eruv, they therefore, according to the Tanakhama, are not osrot shelo b'mekomam, namely by passing through the chitzona. So in the inside they can carry, as long as they don't carry to the outside, with whom they don't have an eruv. In the outside they can carry, as long as they don't carry to the inside, with whom they don't have an eruv. And each one remains asur, a mutter to itself. Was Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's still not going to help you. Because even if both of them have a separate eruv, the chitzona remains asura, shedrisat haregel osarta. Because as we well remember, Rabbi Akiva holds even regel hamuteret bimkoma, oseret shelo bimkoma. So therefore the people that are in the chitzona, who have their nice little comfy eruv, all of a sudden as the hordes from the pnimit start passing through, with whom they don't have an eruv, suddenly have the equivalent of a reshut harabim in their chatzah, which is the whole point of an eruv in the first place. So if they don't make an eruv with all those people, then how can they carry? V'chachamim omrim, and here comes a redundant, apparently, line, which is what's going to be at the source of all of our problems, how to reinterpret this Mishnah. V'chachamim omrim ein drisat haregel osarta, which of course is what the whole Tanakhama was about. That's exactly what we said until we got to this point. We said ein drisat haregel, which is muteret b'mekoma, oseret shelo b'mekoma. So what's the point now of repeating v'chachamim omrim if that's what we had based the Tanakhama on? So clearly, we either misunderstand the Tanakhama, or this represents yet a shita shlishit, which hasn't explained itself well. Now that's going to be our problem in the mission. Shachach echad min hachitzona. Now suppose one individual in the chitzona forgets to make his to participate in the eruv, velo irev, and he didn't join the eruv that everybody else made. In that case, the din would be that hapnimit remains muteret, because hapnimit couldn't care less whether the chitzona is happy with their eruv, because they live without the chitzona coming into their reshut anyway. So what do they care? So the Pnimit remains muteret on the basis of their own Eruv. However, of course, the Chitzona is Asura, even according to the Chachamim who say that the Regal HaMuteret B'Mekoma, because they're Asura not because of the Pnimit, they're Asura for themselves. Their Eruv is broken down. The Chitzona is Asura. Now, Mina Pnimit, suppose somebody from the inner Chatzar forgot to join the inner Chatzar V'lo Yirev. Ooh, now we got problems, because now the inner Chatzar definitely becomes Asura because it's regular Asura B'Mekoma, but once that's true, it also asks of the Chitzona. So even if the Chitzona had a kosher Eruv, it's not going to do them any good anymore. Because wherever the Pnimit doesn't have a kosher Eruv, then it asks on the Chitzona because of the fact that it passes through the Chitzona. So anything that goes wrong in the Pnimit is going to affect everybody, not just the Pnimit. Now, how about if Natznu Eruvan Bemakom Echad? Suppose the two joined each other by putting an Eruv in one place. And we're going to see that the only way that this works out is if that one place is the Chatzer HaChitzona. And the reason that it's called Bemakom Echad is because it's the one place where they both have Rishos anyway. Because the Pnimit also has the easement to the Chatzer HaChitzona. So if they put their Eruv together in that one place, v'shachach echad min ha-pnimit, bein min ha-pnimit, bein min ha-chitzona v'lo yirev, in that case it won't matter. Whoever forgets has destroyed the whole thing. Shtehen asurot. Because since in that case, no matter what happens, let's say somebody forgets min ha-chitzona. So you say, okay, so normally Min HaChitzona has no problem. That's all very nice if they didn't have a single Eruv. But what exactly can be done now where the Pnimit and the Chitzona have put their Eruv together? There's nothing to do. I'll say, why not? Can't you be Mavatul Yerushos? Ah, that gets into the problem whether you can have Bitul Rishus from one Chatzer to another. Which, of course, was the machlokas that we had earlier between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. And that's going to complicate the Sefer, as we need to deal with the problem of how about Bitul. Obviously, without Bitul, it reads very simply. Okay, no matter where, since they all have one Erev, no matter what happens, then the whole thing gets ruined. So there is Shteim Asurot. Ve'im Hayusha Yechidim, if these Chatzerot had single people that were living in them instead of a rabbi, then there's no problem. They don't even need to have an Eruv. Because the Chatzer HaPnimit is now Regel HaMuteret B'Mekoma by definition. Because wherever there's only one person living, he's a Regel HaMuteret B'Mekoma. The Chitzona doesn't need an Eruv because there's only one person there. The fact that the Pnimit passes through the Chitzona, if you hold like the Tanakama who holds that Regel HaMuteret B'Mekoma Eino Oseret Shelo B'Mekoma, so now the Chitzona remains Muteret because of the fact that it itself doesn't need an Eruv and the Regel that's passing through didn't need an Eruv. So everybody remains just fine, assuming that Regel HaMuteret B'Mekoma Eino Oseret Shelo B'Mekoma. Now if you would hold like Rabbi Akiva, then you might have a problem. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, even regular muter b'mkoma oser shelo b'mkoma. So therefore the person in the chitzona should say, uh-oh, here comes somebody else. It's got a right to go through my chotzer, and I don't have an eruv with him. So there, you would run into Rabbi Akiva's problem.
Well, why doesn't the outer chotzer become like a virtual too? Because, I mean, if the guy can walk through it, you would think that it would be, you know, right, sort of virtually the second person. Access to the chotzer.
What, can you be a little more clear about what you're asking?
The fact that the inner person can walk through the outer chatzer.
Yeah.
I understand how they're both okay and fine by themselves, but the fact that he it almost makes him like a virtual, it doesn't make him at all like a virtual resident of the second chatzer in any way whatsoever.
Passageway?
Yeah.
I mean, what you're asking basically, why isn't Rabbi Akiva right?
Basically.
That's what you're asking. Right. Okay, let's wait and see when we see the variations in the Sfara so we'll be able to zero in.
Tanakama is also saying that the Chitzona is Mutter, not just the Chachamim. Am I misunderstanding?
Yeah, as far as we know, the Tanakama is the Chachamim.
But there would be a difference between.
We don't know that any difference. It seems to be saying exactly the same thing.
The first part of the Tanakama is saying that. If that was the case, then the Chachamim would not be saying that. Because the Chachamim seem to be saying that the Chitzon as Mukhtaret either way.
We'll see in the Gemara.
Why don't we wait till we go through the cases in the Gemara? It's difficult for me to follow what you're saying, but when we go through the cases one by one, you tell me, okay? All right, so Papash, this last piece over here only works out according to the Rabbanan. And the Mashmaut in here is interesting as well, in that there's a Chiddush. Because the Mashmaut is they have to be a Chidim in both Chatzirot. I mean, suppose there would be Shnayim in the Chitzonah, then what would happen? There should be no problem to the Pnimit. What does the Pnimit care how many there are in the Chitzonah? Yet for some reason, it makes it dependent on both of them being Yechidim. And that brings our attention to the possibility that there may be a Gezerah, in a case where there's no Eruv, that people will confuse Shnayim B'Chitzonah with Shnayim B'Pnimit. Now this we'll see at the end of the Sugya. Because we may be Gozer in a case where you have Shnayim and the Chitzonah, the people will assume that there's Shnayim B'Pnimit, and that nonetheless was Mutter without an error. But that's to be seen. I'm just raising the issues that may be no gas as we go through the Gemara. Kiyosu Reb Dimi, Om Reb Yanai. Now, when Reb Dimi came, he quoted Reb Yanai as saying something that seemed outrageous, which is, Zo divrei Rebbe Akiva di Omra filu regel hamuteret b'mekoma usaret shelo b'mekoma. That this Mishnah makes sense only according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that regel, which is muteret b'makoma, is osur shalom b'makoma. Osur shalom b'makoma. Aval kakamim omrim, kishem sheregel hamuteret eina osaret, kach regel haasura eina osaret. This is a complete turning the Mishnah upside down. He's claiming that the entire Mishnah represents the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and that in fact, according to the Chachamim, there's no such thing as regel from one chatzar that will answer another chatzar by virtue of passing through it, because passageway is not diur. Now that obviously would explain the two approaches, right? What your problem was, what Scott's problem earlier was, that how do you have it both ways? In other words, if you're telling me that I need to worry about passage through a chotzer as being the equivalent of the yur, what good is it to have an eruv b'mekoman to make a regular muteret b'mekoman? That's irrelevant to the people in the other chotzer. But once it gets clearly to the extreme, is passageway considered to be diur or not? Fine, that's a perfectly understandable machlokas. What the Akiva is saying, even an easement gives you rights of diur to a chotzer and therefore it asers on the Bnei HaChatzer, whereas the Chachomim say, no, an easement never gives rights. It's only for the Gabi Erevin. It's only living there that gives rights to Gabi Erevin. Okay, that's pretty clear. Of course, the only problem is that the Mishnah now makes absolutely no sense, but that's what Reb Yanai says. Naturally, we're going to ask on him, how in the world could he possibly understand the Mishnah to be discussing that extreme? It doesn't make any sense to have that extreme outflow. We're going to go through the Mishnah piece by piece to see why it doesn't make sense and how it is that Reb Yanai is going to be able to stand it on its head to make sense. So asks the Gemara, okay, let's just look at this Mishnah, please, honestly, and see whether we can support Reb Dimi's contention over here. Tonight, let's take the case where the outside chotzer had an Eruv, the inside chotzer didn't have an Eruv. Now, it says over there, Shtehen Asurot, okay? Now, who is the sheet of Shtehen Asurot? If Irva Chitzona Velo Pnimit. I mean, according to you, it can't be the Chachomim, right? According to you, the Chachomim hold that Regel never asers because of easements. So the only possible way that this could work out, according to you, Reb Dimi, is that it's Rabbi Akiva, okay? So now let's see whether that makes sense. Elaim Rabbi Akiva. You're telling me that it's going according to Rabbi Akiva? You yourself admitted that Rabbi Akiva holds that whether the regular is Asura b'Mekoma or not Asura b'Mekoma, the fact that it doesn't belong in the other chatzer means that it's going to Asura, right? So why does it say Mayari regal Asura? Why does it create a case over here of Irvachit Sonava Loha Pnimit? It wouldn't make any difference. Because even if the Pnimit had an Erev, it wouldn't be able to be, the Chitzonah would be Aser. So my regular surah, filu regala muteret nami, even if it would have had an eruv, it still, according to Rabbi Akiva, would have answered the chitzonah. So what are you telling me? Lo yirva apnimit? Ela lav rabbanan? So you're going to have to tell me that there is, in fact, the sheet of the rabbanan who hold that regala surah bimakoma aser shalom bimakoma. But if the pnimit had its own eruv, then it would not have answered on the chitzonah. So how understand how you're denying the existence of such a shita? The Mishnah is built around that shita. Says Rabbi Dimi, how do you know that that's the way to understand the Mishnah? How do you know that the Mishnah is talking about exclusive cases? Maybe the Mishnah is gradually building up. Lozu avzu. In other words, we start off with a case in which you have a regal that's asura bimakoma. And then we go to a case of regala muteret b'makoma, and the whole thing is going aliba to Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, it says the Gemara Yolam Rabbi Akiva velozu avzu katani. The Mishnah didn't mean to say this is the only case. It first introduces a case where the regal is asur b'makoma, and then goes on to say that even regala muteret b'makoma. So you're right. Had it said only the last case in the Mishnah, we would have known this, obviously. And that was our problem. Why talk about a case where there's no Erev in the Pnimis if you're about to talk about the case in which, even if there is an Erev in the Pnimis, that Aliba to Rabbi Akiva, the Chitzona is always Asura? So why bother? No, what do you mean, why bother? Everybody knows. One of the ways of constructing a Mishnah is to build it up layer upon layer. So first we introduce the idea of the fact that diurin does not mean dafka living there. Diurin includes even having an easement to pass through. But we don't confuse the issue as to whether the people passing through themselves are mutter or aser. And then we come to the sefer and we say, and by the way, even if the pnimit had its own eruv, it would still have answered on the chitzonah. Because what does the chitzonah care about the eruv of the pnimit? Bottom line is, they're passing through my chutz without an eruv with me, and therefore they answer me. So that's a perfectly valid way of building up a Mishnah. So there is no such shita like you pretended. Okay, let's see if another piece of the Mishnah. Tanan, let's take a look at this piece. Yirva zoli atzma, v'zoli atzma. Now, here it says if each chutz had its own separate eruv, then the pnimit is muteret b'makoma, and the chitzonah is muteret b'makoma, and everybody's happy, despite the fact that the pnimit is passing through the chitzonah, correct? Okay. Now, I mean, the Mishnah seems to be making it very clear that the only reason that this is true is because of the fact that they had each one with their own eruv. So, taima di irva. Halo irva. But if either one of these chatzerot had not made an eruv, then we would not have been able to say the conclusion is that each one would be muteret b'makoma, because each one would not be muteret b'makoma. Why? Because the very fact that the pnimit is asura b'makoma would automatically mean that chitzonah is asura. Aha! Okay. I thought you said that there ain't no such shita. And yet this Tana is saying, if the pnimit has an Erev, and it's regala muteret b'makoma, then it doesn't answer shalom b'makoma. But had it not had an Erev, and it would have been regala asura b'makoma, it would have answered shalom b'makoma. Aha! Who's this? Huh? Who's this? Not Rabbi Kiva, not Rabbanan. Who is this? So clearly Rav Dimi must be wrong in saying there's no such shita, and that we only have shitot in the extremes. Either passing through answers or passing through doesn't answer. So, v'ahai tana, now here is a tana that is clearly saying that regal ha-muteret eina oseret, v'regal ha-asura ken oseret. Okay, man, so tell me who the tana is. I mean, ilemi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva clearly says, afilu regal ha-muteret b'makoma, nami asur shalom b'makoma. El alav rabbanan, okay? So there is a shita, therefore, that says that the rabbanan hold that it depends if it's muteret or asura b'makoma. That's my first proof that you can't be right. There's no two separate things.
There's no
two separate things. We're going to get to the chachamim. What are they trying to say? On the surface, they're simply repeating what it is that the Tanakhama said. Where there's an alternative approach to the mission that we'll get to, that learns that the Chachomim is saying something else.
I'm holding.
Okay. So therefore, you have to admit that there is such a Shita. Now furthermore, the Seifa of the Mishnah says, Bifeirush, Rebbe Akiva Oser Hachitzona, Shedrisat HaRegel Osarta. Do you see those words in the Mishnah? The first big line? So am I crazy or what? I mean, if you're telling me Rebbe Akiva says this, then obviously he doesn't say the other part. I mean, what are you telling me, that there's no other Shita? There's only Rebbe Akiva. Apparently that piece is Rebbe Akiva, but there is a Tanakhama who argues on Rebbe Akiva and who says that no, regala muteret b'makoma doesn't answer shalom b'makoma. What am I imagining over there? What do you mean? So if the safe is Rebbe Akiva, clearly the Reish is not Rebbe Akiva. No, says Rebbe Dini. You don't understand the Mishnah. There's only one Shita in this whole Mishnah. It's Rebbe Akiva. Until we get to that Chachomi moment. It's all Rebbe Akiva. So Kula Rebbe Akiva, and we're missing a piece. Chisurim Echas, we're missing a piece in the Mishnah, okay? What we need to read in a Mishnah like this is Irva, Zoliatzma, Vizoliatzma, Zomuterat Bifneatzma, Vizomuterat Bifneatzma. So far, everything is exactly the way we have it. Now, Rebbe Akiva, instead of saying Rebbe Akiva Oser, throw in the following words. Bamed devarim amurim sha'astadaka avolo astadaka chitzona asura divir Rebbe Akiva. When would we say that if you have two separate Erevin from the inside chotzer and the outside chotzer, that nonetheless, despite the fact that regel hamuteret b'makoma is passing through the chitzona, and therefore ought to aser the chitzona, as of course we all know is my Rebbe Akiva Shita, and yet we're saying that in this case I seem to violate my Shita, how do you explain that? Well, there's a little line missing that explains that. And the little line is, given that you put up a daka in front of the door of the chatzar, to indicate that this pnimit does not relate to us. Remember that a daka is a low-level doorway, maybe only four tefachim high, but that's just an indication, or somewhere, and even a curb. It's an indication that this area is separate from this area. Says Rebbe Akiva, in that case, if each one has its own eruv, and they've gone out of their way to separate themselves by the construction of this little piece, then I hold that there, that little tiny doorway for the cats is enough of an indication that this is a separate reshus, and that we don't view our diur to be in the chitzona, because we have our own life. Now, of course, the shita that we, now we're getting closer to Scott's problem, the shita that we had originally, according to Rav Dini, erroneously assumed, was the sheet of the Chachamim, because we never heard of this daka business since we were only looking at the lines and not between the lines. So we read the Mishnah like simpletons. Gee, it must mean what it says. So if it means what it says, then the Chachamim were saying that if I have an Erev in the Pnimit, for some reason magically that makes the passageway of the Pnimit through the Chitzona something that doesn't bother the diur of the Chitzona. Scott was wondering, why would that be? Comes along now Rebbe Akiva and inadvertently tells us the explanation for the phantom Chachomim. According to Rav Dini, they're phantoms, they don't exist. But Rebbe Akiva says, well, wait a second. I said that, not the phantoms. I said that. And what was the reason that I said it? Because obviously it's talking about a case where something was done to show that they don't view their diur as extending into the chitzona, and they separate between their passageway and their diur. Now, the phantoms obviously held that even without building a daka, the making of the Eruv achieves that. Because the making of the Eruv says, look, I live where I have my friends, we all live together, that's where my Eruv is. The fact that I pass through here is irrelevant to me. That's not how I live. If I don't make an Eruv there, then it seems that I've extended my living space to include my passageway through the Chitzona. So in other words, the supposed Chachamim, which don't exist according to Rav Dimi, held that even without a Daka, an Erev and a Pnimi satisfies the requirements of a Daka. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, you need to actually build something to show that and not just rely on it virtually through the Erev. But the Sfarah is basically the same Sfarah.
An Erev meaning that we bridge it?
Yeah, regular Erev. But besides that, says Rabbi Akiva, that won't help. You need to indicate physically that you've separated yourself out from the passageway Mechitzona. Therefore, the Mishnah actually displays Rabbi Akiva's virtuosity over here, and that there's a lot of different ways of looking at this. So if it's just, we're dealing just with the question of passageways, you can't change the passageway by making an Erev for yourself. So the bottom line is, you're passing through the other place, how do we know that that isn't your diur? But even according to Mises, Rebbe, there is a way in which it would be possible. The way in which it's possible is if you had an Erev, plus you made a physical indication with this little daka in front, that you're not going to pass through, that's sufficient. What did you want to ask?
So what does the daka accomplish? To show that
it accomplishes know. That it's more than a virtual separation. The same thing the old rubber daka is accomplishing. It's just, you know... Yeah. Basically, it quacks when you get to the end.
So, for Rabbi Akiva, the passageway is enough to be called Dior as far as us doing the other side, but it's not enough to need their original Erev to actually go around in the first place.
Whew.
I mean,
not one word of that followed.
No?
No.
They have to make an Erev around the Chatzer, so to speak.
Erevs don't go around anywhere. You're using modern terminology.
Okay.
An Erev between the people of their Chatzer.
Right.
Yeah. So what's wrong?
They don't need. According to what I just understood from what you said, Rabbi Akiva holds that the area, just the inner chaser, needs to have air for them to go.
And,
so,
for the, and they need a daka.
If they want to, as far as that. But without the daka, though,
yes.
They can still
carry within their own area
and still have the passageway, even though
and asr on the chitzona.
Yeah, but and they're allowed to go through there and carry from the.
No, they're not allowed to carry.
They can just walk.
They can carry in their own chutzner, but they can't carry in the outside chutzner. Yeah.
If that easement would be truly an easement, why shouldn't they be able to carry in that area up until...
Because the easements don't help for gzeiros derabbanans. They help for legalities. So now, the shaila is like this. According to this, Rabbi Akiva all works out, and then when we continue and we say, Rabbi Akiva oser, which is mashma, that's a new shita, put in the word sher Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva. In other words, why do I say we need a daka? Because sher Rabbi Akiva oser et achitzonam, b'nejrisas regel, and in that case, it's oseret. Okay? So that's all Rabbi Akiva meant, but he wasn't arguing on the Reisha, he was expanding the reasoning of the Reisha, that the Reisha only makes sense if there was a daka. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that even Regal, that's Buterit B'mkom with an Erev, is still going to answer if it doesn't have a daka. Whew. Now we get to the Chachamim, and of course the Chachamim say the opposite extreme. Drisat HaRegal never answers, period. I don't care if it's Asura Bimakoma, I don't care if it's Mutar Bimakoma, Angry Sata, Regalo Serat under any circumstances, because a passageway is not a diur. And that is a completely different approach to the Mishnah than the one that we have. So we have two Shitot to the Mishnah. One holds any Regal is Oseret, except you can make a Daka and therefore not be Oseret if you have an Eruv in the Bnimit. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. And the other sheet is the Chachamim. The Chachamim say Rega will never be Oseret, doesn't need an Erev. This whole Mishnah is irrelevant. It makes no difference whether the Pnimit has an Erev, doesn't have an Erev, has a Daka, doesn't have a Daka. Why in the world should people passing through Aser people who are living when we clearly know the difference between passageways and living? Masiv Rabibi Barabaya. This is absolutely crazy. What kind of crazy way of reading a Mishnah is this? And what about all the pieces that you left out that don't fit in for nothing? How about the im ha'yusha yechidim? Let's understand those last. I'd like to understand the end of the Mishnah. Im ha'yusha yechidim ein tzirchin la'arev. Huh? Okay. Now, that means, but if you would have a rabbin, so if you would have two people in the chatzar ha'pnimit, then tzirchin la'arev. All right? What does that tell me? I don't care how you read it. It tells me that regel hamuteret b'makoma, where there's only one guy, then it's not oseret elo b'makoma. So the one guy passing through the outside chotzer doesn't aser the outside chotzer, despite the fact that he doesn't have an eruv with the guy in the outside chotzer. But if there's two guys, then all of a sudden they do aser, huh? But regalat asura is oseret. Of course, this sheet, according to Rav Dimi, doesn't even exist. But the Mishnah proudly announces it as a phantom sheet. Okay, and I'll ask you another piece. How about the other piece? The old Ravina asks, and explain the business about Shachach Echad min HaChitzona v'lo Irev. One of the people from the Chitzona forget to join the Eruv. In that case, HaPnimit Muteret v'HaChitzona Asura. Shachach Echad min HaPnimit v'lo Irev, Shteihem Asurot. Mashen Ken. If one of the people of the inside Chotzer forget to make an Eruv, then both of them are Asurot. Now, what does it have to do with forgetting? I beg your pardon? You mean, and if he didn't forget? If he didn't forget, then it would be okay, huh? What do you mean it would be okay? How would it be okay? Time of the Shachach. Hello, Shachach. But if it hadn't been that you forgot, then all of a sudden, Shteyem Mutarot. No. That means that if you have a kosher Erev, then they're both Mutar. If you don't have a kosher Erev, then they're both Asur. Now, how does that make sense? According to Rabbi Akiva, what's the nafkamina? I have an Erev, I don't have an Erev. I'm passing through the other area. I would answer it. According to the Chachamim, what's the nafkamina? If I have an Erev, I don't have an Erev. If I pass through the other area, I can never answer it. Somebody holds that if I have an Erev, I don't answer. But if I do have an Erev, I don't answer. And if I don't have an Erev, I do answer. Once again, the phantom shita that doesn't exist, according to Rav Dimi. Marvelous, marvelous pirush to a mission. So Alma regala mutaret eina oseret, regala asura oseret. Okay? Now, either somebody misunderstood Rav Dimi, or we got serious problems. Elakiyasa Ravin am Rav Yanai. When Ravin came, he said, forget about what Rav Dimi said in the name of Rav Yanai. If you'd like to know what Rav Yanai really said, it actually makes a great deal of sense. What Rav Yanai really said, and that got everybody confused, because clearly, what's our problem? What would possibly have forced somebody into this weird interpretation of the Mishnah? The words, V'chachomim omrim, Eindri Sata Regal Oseret. What are those words supposed to mean, Eindri Sata Regal Oseret? I mean, what they seem to be saying is that passageway doesn't answer. Period. If this Chachomim omrim is the alternative to Rabbi Akiva, then the only explanation of the Mishnah was Rabbi Dimi. Unless we have this new approach which says, no, this represents a third shita. Obviously, the first part of the Mishnah is meant to be read the way we read it. That if it's regal hamuteret b'makoma, according to Tana Kama, it doesn't answer shelo b'makoma. If it's regal asura b'makoma, then it does answer shelo b'makoma. That's the Tana Kama. Now we're introducing a new shita for which we didn't even have a remez earlier. V'chachamim omrim, a third shita, passageway never answers. I don't care if it's mutter b'makoma, aser b'makoma, it's not living. And if you're not living there, you're not going to answer. And that's what Rabbi Yanai really said to explain the line that didn't make sense. So, kiyasa ravinom Rabbi Yanai, shalosh machlokot bedavar. There's three separate shitot here. Tanakama indeed savar, the way we read the Mishnah naively, it means exactly what it says. That regal hamuteret inauseret, regal hauser asura kenoseret. Rabbi Akiva holds, afilu regal hamuteret oseret. And now, v'chachomim omrim, who are the Rabbanan Batrai, that was the second Rabbanan in our Mishnah, clearly hold, sabre, kishem sheregal muteret inauseret, kach regal haasura inauseret, which was Scott's original natural sense of how it ought to be. I mean, either you hold passageway as the ur, or you don't hold passageway as the ur. Natnu eruvan b'makom echad. Continues the Mishnah now. And says, now how about if both of the chatzerot joined up in a single eruv in one place, and then one of the pnimiot forgot, and one of the chitzonot, but we'll go through the cases. Now, when you say makom echad, what exactly do you mean? Amr of Yehuda, look, the Mishnah only works out if the makom echad is that the pnimit put an erev together with the chitzonah in the chitzonah. It means chitzonah. V'amai korale makom echad, what's the wording over here? In one place, which seems to apply in either place. No. Makom echad means makom hamiyuchad v'shtehem, the place where they can both be. So the makom echad is where they both have rights without the eruv, and that is the chitzonah, because even the pnimit has rights to pass through a chitzonah. So now they put their eruv in the chitzonah. Could you say that in English?
That the whole of the Ankh Kosher,
or just the pathway where you're allowed to go through, the entirety of the Kosher.
There is no separation between a whole and a part. Okay. The only way to put an Arab is to be Ma'arav the entire Chotzer. You can't be Ma'arav a piece of it.
So if it wasn't within the Arab,
there's no pathway. Pathway has no halachic significance.
So they get the whole Ezor period?
It's either the Chatzar or not.
Oh, I thought there was a sanctuary.
No. Tanya Nami Hachi. Now there's also a Braita that makes it very clear that we're talking about the Chitzon. Natnu Eruvan b'chitzona. You put the Eruv in the outside Chatzar. This is now an expansion of our Mishnah. Vishachach Echad. One of them, and I don't care who he is, Bein min hachitzona, bein min hapnimit, velo irev, shtehen asurot, which is exactly what our Mishnah says. Both of them will be asur, because there's nothing you can do in this case. Since the pnimit has involved itself in the chitzona, it no longer has an option of slamming the door and saying, what do we care about you guys? We have our own erev. If one of you guys didn't participate in the Erev, then the heck with you. So what do you mean? Why is your Erev an Arishus? You can't slam the door. If you slam the door, I'm saying figuratively, then you don't have an Erev. So either the Erev works for both of us or it doesn't work at all. There's nothing you can do. You can't separate yourselves out where your Erev appears in another Rishus. On the other hand, suppose Natnu Eruvan Bipnimit, if the Erev was in for both of the Chatzirot in the inner Rishut, Vishachach Echad Min HaPnimit, one of the people living in the inside Chatzir forgot, V'lo Yirev. So then clearly, Shtein Asurot, there's nothing you can do. Because the Pnimit will Asur on the Chitzonah for two reasons. First of all, the Chitzonah has involved itself in the Pnimit and no longer has an Erev for itself. And even if it did, it wouldn't do it a bit of good. Because since we're agreeing that the pnimit is asur, because the guy in the pnimit forgot, so the pnimit is a regular asura b'makoma, well, certainly asur shalom b'makoma, whether you go according to Rabbi Akiva, whether you go according to Chachamim. So for either reason, the chitzonah is also going to be asur. How about if somebody minah chitzonah forgot v'lo irev? Oh, here we get to a machlokas. If someone in the chitzonah forgot Veloi Rave, on the surface, what we ought to be able to do is the Pnimit can say, look, you guys didn't get your act together. We have the Erev in Harishus. Your presence in the Erev is useless, so we're closing the door and continuing to have fun, and you can sit indoors all day and bake. There's no bringing out deck chairs for you. But we will be after Dashe Be'apechem. We will slam the door in your face. And we have our own kosher Erev. All of us participate in the Erev. The Erev is right here in one of our homes. Thank you very much for your poor attempts to join us, but we'll be seeing you later, Daddy-O. That's what you would think. Nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva says, nope, doesn't work that way. Shtein Asurot, even though the mistake was in the Chitzonah, both of them are Asur for some reason. The Gemara is going to try to understand why that would be true. No, we already said that was the case we had before. If you have five people in a chatzar and they want to be ma'ariv with the other chatzar, then if they all have an Erev, they can bring one Erev there.
Or they can
all participate in the Erev in the other Chatzar.
Within one Chatzar, not two Chatzar. Within one Chatzar, when you say an Erev, does it mean each Dayar has to?
Yeah.
Each one.
Each Dayar. Or you could be Mezakeh to him. What do you mean? That's the whole point of Shachachachach
v'lo Yireh. I mean, you forget. If one guy can be Mezakeh everybody.
But normally, the whole point of Erev, you go around and you're collected from each house. We'll talk later on about Zechiyah.
That was the idea, that one guy does...
No, the idea is that we collect. And we spoke before, and how about if a guy would be Mezakeh? Fine. That's the... We'll see that. Let's get to later on. Remember, the more intimate and real the din is, the later on in the Masech that appears. Right? No, seriously, that's the way it's... What does the Chachamim say? Bezug pnimit muteret v'chitzona asura. In this case, since the Eruv is bifnim, so the inside chatzah where everybody participated, they can all carry. The outside chatzah where they dropped out, they can't carry. Omar le Rabba bar Chana la Abaye. I don't understand Rabbi Akiva. My Shnala Rabbanan, the Amri Panimit Muteret. I mean, it's clear what the Rabbanan's logic is. Namely, Mishum Da'achta Dasha Umishtamsha. For all intents and purposes, they slam the door in the face of the outside people. They're Miyake the Delet for themselves, Sloshan of Achta. I mean, it means slam, but it means in the sense of making it Achta. We're going to be one. This will be our place, not your place. And therefore they can exclude the chitzona. I mean, that's such a clear svara. The Rabbi Akiva namiti yakeh dasha v'tishtamish. So why does Rabbi Akiva see that that's true? What does the fact that the chitzona doesn't have a kosher erev, why does it affect me? I'd like to understand that. Omar Lei, he says, what do you mean? It's very obvious, isn't it? Eruv margila. An eruv, your participation in Erev drags your regel into the other Rishos. Isn't that the whole point of an Erev? So the fact is that the people who did participate from the Chitzona in the Pnimit, those people are now screwing up the Pnimit also, according to Rabbi Akiva. Because how can you slam the door? We have rights in your Chatzar because you were married with us. Ooh, he said, if that's the case, that's good for it. How come the Rabbanan don't know that? So why do the Rabbanan say that you can't? So the Rabbanan nami are Eruv Margila? Oh, well, that's because obviously the Pnimit can say, well, the whole thing is one vast mistake. When we joined up with you, we thought it was for our benefit that we're all going to be able to carry our Chitzona. Now that you turn out to be such shmoes that you can't get your act together and get your own Eruv, so why should we want you? We only entered into this relationship litikuni, shitavtich, velo la'avati. We had you join up for tikkun and not for making life harder. So therefore, the whole thing is an error. Your error is meaningless. Goodbye, slam. Oh, gee, that sounds like a good svara too. How come Rabbi Akiva doesn't all do that svara? So then Rabbi Akiva, how many tema the tikkun is shitavtich with ola avati? Ah, you see, but Rabbi Akiva says that the people on the outside chotzer could say, now wait a minute. What's so bad about having us there? After all, mevat linan lecha rishuti, we could always be mevatel the rights that we took upon ourselves in our Eruv, and therefore you're not really any worse off with having us there. So there's nothing innately wrong with the Eruv, but of course we haven't gotten around to doing that yet, so until we do so, you can't count. So it's bishlema if we left you no out. Bishlema, if you'll say, the very fact that I let you into my rishus has made my life miserable. So then you could say, okay, then we never meant to let you into the rishus. But what Rabbi Akiva says is, what do you mean? It's not the very fact that we let you, that you made your life miserable. We always had an option. The option is that you could be mavato, the rishus that you got into. So do that. But don't claim that the whole thing is a mistake, because there's always another way out anyway, even from the beginning. If the Erev doesn't work, Bittul Rishus will work. So therefore, you can't simply say the whole thing is a Mekachtos, so to speak. There isn't really a Mekachtos. So go ahead and be Mavato, but until such time as you are Mavato, then you don't have this option. The Rabbanan say, this is no option. No option at all. Ein bitur reshut mechatzer lechatzer. Remember our old standby. You can't be mavata from one reshut to the other. Oh Lord, says the Gemara, if that's the case, are you trying to tell me that the machlokas that we suffered through before between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan about whether yesh bitur reshut mechatzer lechatzer, famous case, two chatzerot, each with their own entrance to reshut rabim, but with a doorway between them, they suddenly decide they want to have a kiddush in one of the chatzeros. Can the people of one chatzer be mavato the rishos to the people in the other chatzer? Machlokas Shmuel says, now you can't be mavato from one chatzer to another. You can only be mavato when you're answering, not when it's just you decide all of a sudden you'd like to be together. And in the case where two chatzeros are next door to each other, nobody answers on the other, you just can't carry from one to the other. But each one is perfectly okay in its place. Bitul is only an option where you got a problem. Not where you want to make things easier. You don't have a problem. Now everybody was mutter. You both had an Erev. But Reb Yochanan says, no, what's the problem? You can still be mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. And we went through all types of riyas and questions. Now you're telling me that the only way to understand the Mishnah is that actually that was a machlokas Reb Akiva and the Rabbanan. That's crazy. In fact, that couldn't be what Shmuel and Reb Yochanan were arguing. They were arguing the machlokas the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Akiva and our Mishnah, come on. Says, no. Obviously, each one, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, are both going to claim that the Mishnah works out completely according to their approach, whether you hold like the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, and they would, both Shitas would agree to their approach. And here's how it would work. Go like this. Actually, let's just see it inside. Lema Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan blukta the Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva, come here, you're trying to tell me, Richie, that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing in the Machlokas in this Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, that Shmuel, who says you cannot be mevatel reshus mechatzer, let's just try to review again how these two shitas would work out to explain our braita over here, right? So Shmuel, we would say, would go according to Rabbanan. Why? Because Shmuel says over there you cannot be mevatel reshus mechatzer lechatzer. The Rabbanan say over here, since you cannot be mevatel reshus mechatzer lechatzer, the chitzona cannot be mevatel the reshus to the pnimid, and therefore the X bone is connected to the Y bone, and the Y bone is, and so on. And therefore, since you can't be mevatel your reshus from the chitzona to the pnimid, now the pnimid can turn around and say, you know, goodnix, you messed up our life. We're slamming the door, and since they could slam the door, There was no other option but slamming the door. They can carry in the pnimit. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, he must say the same thing that Rabbi Yochanan is. Rabbi Yochanan is saying like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, you can be mevatel reshus from next door chatzirot that have a door between them. So too you can be mevatel reshus from the chitzona to the pnimit, says Rabbi Akiva. Since you left an option to get out of this problem, the pnimit can no longer tell the chitzona, you've messed up our lives. The chitzona will say, how do we mess up your lives? Why don't you just wait for the bittul to come in? So therefore, they can't slam the door, because the bittul hasn't come in yet, meanwhile. If it comes out, Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, is saying, the Amak Rabbi Akiva. No. Amar Lachar Shmuel says like this, Rich. Ana di Amri Afilo Rabbi Akiva, I have no problem. When I say you cannot be mevatel the reshus from one chatzer to the other, Rabbi Akiva would agree with me 100%. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Akiva achal b'shtei chatzerot zu lifnimis. Excuse me. My whole approach was that if you've got one chatzer next to another chatzer with a door in between, you don't have a problem. So if you don't have a problem, the Rabbanu never created the option of bittul. Bittul is where Erev is absolutely necessary. Somebody messes up the Erev, he can be mevatel. In two chatzeros that are next door to each other, there's no problem. And therefore, bittul is a luxury to allow you to carry from one chatzer to the other. If you wanted to do that, make an Erev before Shabbos. You didn't make an Erev, why should we give you bittul? Bittul here is a luxury. You can still carry in your own rishos. That's what I said. Rabbi Akiva agrees with me 100%. Now, when it comes to this Mishnah, you ain't got no luxury. You have a serious problem here. The problem is that the pnimit can't carry because the chitzona joined and the chitzona didn't complete the Erev because one guy was left out. So why in the world do you think that that's the same case? Since you've got a problem, of an Erev that's messing people up, and you need it to have that Erev, go ahead and be Mavato. Since you can be Mavato, you can't slam the door to say, you messed my life up. Well, you messed your life up. There's always Bittul in cases where Erev get messed up. Okay. What's wrong? What's inconsistent about that? Therefore, Rabbi Akiva agrees with me completely. So, Adkan lokam Rabbi Akiva hachal b'shtei chatzarot zo lifnei mizo. Because in this case, Asra na'adadi. They're asking on each other. They need a solution. So if the solution of Erev doesn't work, then the solution of Bittul works. Of course that's true. Aval hatam, in the case of the two chatzarot next door to each other, with a door in between, does somebody have a problem? Mika asre adadi, but there's an Isra over here that I now need a Bittul to deal with. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says exactly the opposite. Ana de amri afilu rabbanan. Actually, I who hold that you can be mevato from one chatzah to another, the rabbanan agree with me 100%. Now, will you please explain to me what silly connection there is between this Mishnah and that? Let's remember the case over here. The rabbanan are saying, well, the inside chatzah can't slam the door with the taina. We never would have gotten into this erev in the first place. We'd known you guys would have messed things up and so on. So what are you telling me? That the guys outside could say, well, we didn't mess you up, we can always be mavato. The inside chatzah says, do me a favor. I don't need you. I don't need your bittul. I don't need, I got to sit here and wait for you to be mavato. That's the grand glory of your erev. Forget about your erev. Goodbye, slam. So in that case, why should I want your bittul? I don't want your erev. It's the opposite case. Where did I say that you could be mavato michatzah lachatzah? Where you want the bittul, where that's what you're trying to do. Here you're trying to separate out the chatzerot. So you're going to tell me, since bittul remains an option, therefore you'll have to wait for the bittul. What kind of nonsense is that? How does that follow? Since bittul is an option, it's only an option where I try to use your rishos. If I want to get rid of you, why should I sit around waiting for your bittul? Say, I don't want you, I don't want your Erev, I don't want your bittul, I don't want to see your faces. Slam. And that's the end of it. So there, let's just finish it inside. Mashen kedane de amrit says Rabbi Yochanan afilu rabbanan. Ad kan lo kan rabbanan ochel de amrit lo. The reason rabbanan say it in this case is they say, excuse me, but adam afatatali kasatali. I don't have to wait around for your bittul to have a tikkun for my chatzah. And while I'm waiting around, the next 30 seconds, I don't care how long it takes, 30 seconds. I don't need to wait for 30 seconds. You're answering on me for those 30 seconds. Well, what's the problem in the case that I'm saying? In a case where you've got one chatzah next to another chatzah with a door in between, what's the problem? We decide we want to be friends and have a kiddush in one of the chatzeras. So go be mevato. Who cares? But we're certainly not going to use the bittul against you to tell me that you can't be achta l'dasha. Therefore, everything works out perfectly well. There's two completely different machlokas in here, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan and our Mishnah, and the machlokas Amoroyim, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, and the sugya of Shtei Chatzerot, one next to each other.
Rabbi, since Bittul would, in essence, really clear the problem up, at least I'm not adding any, and be a question of Zen and Zen.
Well, first of all, it won't clear up the problem for anybody. It just makes the problem. That's the point that Rabbi Yochanan is making.
Can it allow the people in the Chitzanah
no.
to be given?
Absolutely not. The answer is no, absolutely not, as I said 30 seconds before that.
I'm just trying to make sure I understand.
You understand? No is no. You understand? Your mother told you that. Your mother told you that 40 some years ago. No is no. No, you were too young then.
No.
No. V'im. Ayu shel yichidim. So now, the Mishnah has a curious end, because it's mashma that you need to have one person in both Rishuyot, the Chitzonah and the Pnimit. In actuality, what difference does it make to us how many people are in the Chitzonah? If you have only one person in Pnimit, it's regular Mutarat and Makoma, so one outside of the Chitzonah. So who cares how many people are in the Chitzonah? Why'd you say if they were both yichidim? That's really weird. Omer of Yosef, Tani, Rebbe, you know, Rebbe said that if you've got three people between them, I don't care if the two are in the outside or two in the inside, it's always going to be Yosef. Omer of Rebbe, so Rebbe said, Lo tzitzit le'pay, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Ana Amrita Niale, his whole source was me. And he's getting it mixed up. Of course, Rabbi Yosef unfortunately became ill and had a tendency to get things mixed up. So what I told him was nothing about anything Rebbe. I know it's quoting Rebbe over here. There was no Tani Rebbe. I said it to him in the name of Rav Ada Bar Abba, and this is the explanation. And I explained it to him at the time. And I said that Rav Ada Bar Abba says, three in any configuration will answer. Why is this, Richie? Because ho'il v'ani korebem rabim b'chitzonah, since the people see rabim here, they don't know where the rabim are coming from. They see three people here. So once we're going to say there's rabim, even though those rabim are only the chitzonah, people will assume that the same would be the case of rabim over the mepnimit. Because it's a big lumdus to people, regular, but somebody who didn't learn Masech Tzairim would know what the heck that means. Therefore, we answer in a case where there's a rabbi. Three people, three's a crowd. This is the mark. So since there's a rabbi, we now answer it, because in both directions it has to be also in order for it to remain also in the direction where you have rabbi in the pnimis. Omer of Yosef. Oh, God, Mare Davron. He said rabbi, and I remembered Rebbe. I'm out of my mind. Oh my God. So Rabim Berebi Ichlifli, I'm really gone. I'm gone totally to pot.
Man after my own mind.
Vishmuel Amar. Shmuel says, that's not what the Mishnah means. Le'olam mutarot achiv shnayim bepnimit v'yachad bechitzonah. There's no such gezeira. If you have only one person in the pnimid, why should it ask for the chitzonah? It's regular mutar b'mkoma. And when it says that you need to have yechidim, it means you need to have a yechidim in the pnimid. But if you have two in the pnimid and one in the chitzonah, then three's a crowd. Omar Rabbi Elazar, the nochri, areyu kerabi, a single nochri who lives in the pnimid, where you have two Yisraelim in the chitzonah, he will aser on them. In other words, you will need to be socher the rights of the nochri. Okay? So in other words, according, obviously, he's only saying this, aliba de Shmuel. Because, I mean, if you hold, like, the shita of Rabibi, as Rabibi explained in the name of Avada Barava, that three, even a Yisraeli, I mean, so then there's no point in saying this, of course, right? If you're telling me that you need to have Shnayim Bipnimi, then I can say, oh, but if it's a Nochri, then a Nochri, actually, even if it would be one, would be Aser. So what are you going to say? That if that's the case, okay, let's first see the logic for this. So Nochri Harehu Kirabim. So if you have a Nochri, it's like a Rabbi. Now, I hope I have enough of your attention to be able to explain this little point. The problem that immediately strikes you is that a Nochri is irrelevant whether it's Rabbi or Yavid. Because if the problem of a Nochri is that you're viewing the presence of the Regel as being the equivalent of the Yur, then you've got a problem of two Yisraelim living with a single Nochri. Yeah. According to Shmuel, if you've got two Yisraelim on the outside and one Yisraeli on the inside, there's no problem because it's regalam uteret b'mekoma. Very nice that it's regalam uteret b'mekoma. But what about the other problem? What about the fact that the first Mishnah in this parak says that if you have a case where there are two Jews that are living in proximity to a single Nochri, at that point, in order to have an Erev Beinehem, they need to be able to be Socher Rishus from the Nochri. So what, a Nochri is meaningless how many Nochrim there are. Either you hold that passageway through means you're living with the Nochrim together, or you have to hold that passageway does not mean you're living with the Nochrim together. If it means you're living with the Nochrim together, then even one Nochri will answer simply because you need a Sfirut. If you hold it's not the equivalent of living together, what do I care if there's 100 Nochrim living inside? It makes absolutely no sense what you're saying. It's completely irrelevant. The diur You're treading dangerous waters. Did I say Dior or Gior? Can you be clear? How do you know? Was that as in Christian? There it goes.
Christian Dior.
So the Dior of a Nochri is not considered to be Dior, in which case, no matter how many of them there are, it's not the issue. Therefore, we need to take into consideration one additional point, and that is, we certainly are not going to be more machmir on the Nochri than we are on the Israeli. In other words, if we ignore a single Israeli inside, and we say that his crossing the area is not considered to be enough to be present in that area, when it comes to single Nochri, but when it comes to Nochri, he is present because of the issue of living, that's crazy already. I mean, more machmir on the Nochri than we are on the Israeli. But once we know that two Yisraelim will aser, okay, so we're saying if there's two Nochrim, so then they're considered to be Rabbi. Oh, comes along the Kiddush. No, we're willing to say even if there's one Nochri has a din of a Rabbi, but it's only because there's a din of a Rabbi. That's the point. You still need the din of the Rabbi to take into consideration the Drisas Rego. We're saying that one Nochri has a din of a Rabbi. That's the reason for this language. Harehu kerabim. Okay. So now, I don't understand. Maishan Israel de lo asa. Explain to me why you don't hold of the gezera that Rav Ada Bar Abba said. Namely, that if there's two people in the outside, that then people will get confused and think maybe there's two people on the inside. Or maybe two people inside is the same thing. I'll tell you why. The reason that you never think that that's a problem is because, look, man yada yada. If you live in a neighborhood and you know what's going on, then you know what's going on. And if you don't know what's going on, you could always be charitable and you could assume that they made an eruv. And it's, why would you come to the conclusion that because you see two people in the chitzonah and the people are carrying from the Pnimit through the Chitzonah must be that there's two people in the Pnimit and that they didn't make an Eruv. Even if you think there's two people in the Pnimit, why would you come to the conclusion you don't need an Eruv? Maybe they made an Eruv. So I don't understand. And if there's a Nochri, so what are you going to say to yourself? It's a Nochri Nami. Amrinan. Either you know for a fact that there's only a single Nochri there and therefore there's no regal to Aser. Or, to Mandi Yoda Yada. And if you don't know, and you figure, gosh, who knows how many of these guys are there, and nonetheless we don't ask to the fact that Jews are living in proximity to Nochri, and they're not able to make an Erev. So what if they're not able to make an Erev? They always could be Socher. So if they're Socher, then that's the same as an Erev. I mean, why all of a sudden, when it comes to the Nochri, there you say, oh, we have to be Gozer, even if there's only one, but when it comes to the Jew, we don't have to be Gozer. It's exactly the same logic. Explain that to me. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because stam nochri iita de ugure mifapoi, a guy who rented from the guy, believe me, the whole town is going to know about it. Because this guy is going to be going around talking about, you're not going to believe what these idiots, I mean, they came over here with this ridiculous request. I don't know what the heck they're doing, their voodoo stuff. And he's going all over talking about it. So Lamaitse, if I haven't heard anything about a schirut from a goy, you could be darn sure if the papers haven't picked it up, it never happened. And therefore, the guy's going to assume, aha! So you see that there's no problem of a regel, of an akum that's passing through, which actually there is. And so Mamela, here I am, Gozer. See, even though I shouldn't be more machmir on the Nochri than I am on the Yisrael, but I have to be more machmir because people will think that there are more than one Nochri. So that's the bottom line of this sugya over here. Omer of Yidam Shmuel. I wonder if it's even Kedai. I think we'll wait till tomorrow to start this with the level of attention we have. Saba Josh challenged us to do a quick chazar on this daf like we did yesterday. He claimed that the only reason we set a record was because it's slightly smaller. So I think we have to do our speed daf today in a way that will... Mishnah and Daf Ayin Hayom and Aleph. שתי חצרות זה לפני מזויבה הפנימית ולא עירבה החיצונה הפנימית מותרת והחצינה אסורה, חיצונה ולא הפנימית, שתיהן אסורה. עירבה זו לעצמה וזו לעצמה, זו מותרת בפני עצמה וזו מותרת בפני עצמה, רבי עקיבא אוסר. Why? Because דריסת הרגל לא סרטה. חכמים אומרים אין דריסת הרגל לא סרטה. שכח אחד מן החיצונה ולא עירבה והפנימית מותרת והחיצונה אסורה, but מן הפנימית ולא עירב שתיהן אסורות. נתנו עירובן במקום אחד ושכח אחד בין מן הפנימית בין מן החיצונה ולא ירדת שתיהן אסורות, אם היו של יחידים אינם צריכים לערב. תיאת רבי ביום רבי ינאי זו דבר רבי עקיבא, דיאמר אפילו רגל המותרת במקומה אסור שלא במקומה, אבל חכמים אומרים כשם שרגל המותרת אינה אסורה כך רגל אסורה אינה אסורה. זאת אומרת, עירבה חיצונה ולא הפנימית שתיהן אסורות, מה אני אגיד להם רבי עקיבא, מה הרגל אסורה אפילו רגל המותרת נעמי אלא לאו רבנן מעולם רבי עקיבא ולא זו אף זו קטני. תלן, עירבה זו לעצמה וזו לעצמה, זו מותרת בפני עצמה וזו מותרת בפני עצמה. תאים עדי עירבה, הלא עירבה שתי המסורות, והתאינה, ליאמר, רגל מותרת אינה אוסרת, רגל אסורה אוסרת, אז לא צריך שיטה קורא תיו, מה אני? אילה אם רבי עקיבא אפילו רגל מותרת נעמי, אלא לאו רבונה. Furthermore, but it's safe for Rabbi Akiva, obviously Rachel Lab Rabbi Akiva. No, says Rav Dimi. Kula Rabbi Akiva Vikasur Makaz Bakakatani. Irva Zuliatma Vizuliatma Zumatarpifniatma Vizubitarpifniatma. Ed. Bamed Barma Murimshas Tadaka. Avalos Tadaka Kitsanasura Dimi Rabbi Akiva She. And I'll go back to Lashon Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Osert Echitsona Nibneshi Drisata Regular Sert. Vikakamimo remained Drisata Regular Sert at all. Most of the people bar abayan. What about the Mayasha Yechidim ain't tzrichim la'arev? Mash Mashal Rabbim tzrichim la'arvam regular mater b'mkomayin eser regular suros eret v'od mati ravina. Shachach echad min hachitzona v'lo yirev apnimit muter v'chitzona asura. Shachach echad min hapnimit v'lo yirev shteyen asurot. So you see, time in the shachach. Halo shachach shteyen mutarot. I'm a regular muteret eina oseret, but regular suros oseret. According to you, no such shita. Elakiyat Rabbanan Rabbiyana Shalosh Machlokot B'davar Tanakam Esavah Regalam Muteret Eino Aseret Regalam Surah Aseret Rabbi Akiva Esavah Afilu Regalam Muteret Aseret Rabbanan Batrai Esavah Kishem Shregalam Muteret Eino Aseret Kaf Regalam Surah Eino Aseret Natnu Eruvam Mamakon Echad Vishachach Echad Min HaPnimit Mai Makom Echad Om Rabbi Yonam Rab Chitzonava Mai Kor Lamakom Echad Makom HaMiyuchad Lishteyat Tanin HaMiyachid Natnu Eruvam Bechitzonava Vishachach Echad Min HaChitzonava Ubein Min HaPnimit Loi Rev Shtein Asrod Natnu Eruvam Bechitzonava Vishachach Echad Min HaPnimit Loi Rev Shtein Asrod But Min HaChitzonava Loi Rev Then Shtein Asrod According to Rabbi Akiva Whereas Vakachomim Omrim No Bezol HaPnimit Muter Vechitzonava Asrod Only Rabbi Bachan and Labai, my son, Rabbi, and I'm a king with the Rishon Dach, the Dash of Mishtamsha. So Rabbi Akiva, and I'm a Tiak, the Dash of Mishtamish. Only what? Erev Margila? Oh, it's Rabbi and I'm here of Margila. No, the Omla Tikunish Taptik of the Labati, so then Rabbi Akiva, and I'm a Tema, the Tikunish Taptik of the Labati, the Amalay, and Vatli no Parushatai. And about the Rabbonin, Rabbonin of Ain Bitterush of Mechatzel Chatzel. You mean to say that Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan looked at Rabbonin Rabbi Akiva, Gabifake? To Shmuel Amag Rabbonin Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Akiva? No. Ana dami afilu Rabbi Akiva. At kamogam Rabbi Akiva akalav shtei chatzirot zu lefnim mizol. Because without the bitul asur nadadi. Aval hata mika asur nadadi. Rabbi Yochanan amar ana dami afilu Rabbona. At kamogam Rabbanan akalav damar lai. Excuse me, but adam afatauta li. Ka asarta lai. I don't want you. Aval hata mika asarta ma. Ima yusha yechidim amar Rabbi Yosef. Tani Rabbi. Ha yusha lo shan asurin. Amalu Rabbi bi lo tatsita lai. Ana amrita ni Allah, umishmeder Rav Arab Arab amrita, not mishmeder Rebbe. And I said, oh, vanikor ben rabim lechitzona. Om Rebbe Yosef, oh God, Mered Avram, rabim berebbe yichlefi. Vishmul amel yolam mutarot achu shnaim bitnimit v'echad bechitzona. Om Rebbe Elazar, v'nokri areu k'rabim. Wow, my shrei yisrod de lohasa. Demand the yada yada, demand the lo yada savari ruve iru. Nokri nami amrita, the yada yada, v'de lo yada savari guri yoger. Stam nokri, it's the agur. Well,